This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of May 5th. In a recent USDA conference with congressional staff, the agency reported that more than 15,000 U.S. Department of Agriculture employees have taken one of the two Trump administration's financial incentive offers to leave the agency, which represents about 15% of the USDA total workforce. These numbers could rise in the near future because employees over 40 were given more time to decide whether to leave. A USDA statement indicated that Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins is working to make the agency more efficient. Those leaving included 674 county employees of the Farm Service Agency who directly serve farmers and offices across the country, and over 2,400 staff of the National Resource Conservation Service, which provides technical assistance to farmers and manages working land conservation programs. Oh, and the over 550 employees of the Food Safety Inspection Service, which ensures the safety of U.S. meat, poultry, and egg supplies, that are gone as well. And some of the 1,377 staff departures from the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service will probably affect the agency's response to bird flu. The USDA is still calculating total 2024 crop receipts, but it's forecasting that the receipts are down $27.7 billion, or 10% from 2023, led by a 22% drop in corn receipts and an over 17% slide in soybean income. For perspective, an estimated 2024 income is still 15% above the $121.5 billion inflation-adjusted average for the past 20 years. But agricultural economists are growing even more pessimistic about the U.S. agricultural economy, according to the latest AgWeb Economist Monthly Monitor. The April survey found that 72% of economists surveyed believe that the row crop side of agriculture is in recession. That's up 10% from last month. 82% of economists also think that this could force more consolidation in agriculture. And economists are also concerned that the President Trump's tough stance on trade could push U.S. agriculture deeper into recession, while also giving Brazil more of a competitive edge. As one economist stated, the stakes are high, and the key is whether Trump's policies will add to U.S. producers' problems, and if U.S. agriculture can survive without China. The Ag Economy Survey also found that 72% of economists believe that the row crop side of agriculture is in a recession. That's up 10% from last month. 82% of economists also think that this could force more consolidation in agriculture. According to Bloomberg, a top Chinese state planner stated that Chinese grain supplies won't be affected by a loss of U.S. feed grain and oilseed imports, since inbound shipments of grain, mainly from Brazil, Argentina, and Uruguay, are expected to climb to more than 30 million metric tons from April to the end of June. But farmers aren't the only sector of agriculture being affected by Trump's tariffs. Farm machinery manufacturers such as AGCO and Case New Holland Industrial thought this year would bring a bottom in the industry's sales slump. This started in 2023, but farmers are delaying equipment purchases while the tariffs cloud the outlook and China threatens retaliation. However, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins has stated that the government is considering more aid payments for American farmers if needed. The American Farm Bureau Federation is inviting farmers and ranchers to submit nominations for the 2026 Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest. Contest details and additional information concerning this report are at the Farm News and Views blog post at ksjd.org. Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.